So this is an interview for Decathlon 2000 in Estonia, and I'm interviewing Maurice Smith from Jamaica. First question, for how long have you been doing Decathlon?
Oh, let's see. I started back in 1999. Was my first big Decathlon at the Pan American Junior Games in Tampa, and I was third. Brian Clay was the winner there, and a teammate of his was second. But it started in 1999, and then 2 years after that, I went to a junior college in Arizona. And I've been doing it ever since there. So 99 to 2010, about 11 years. Yeah.
And how old are you?
I will be 30 on the 28th of this month, September. Yes.
And did you try other kinds of sports before the 10?
Yes, in high school I did. I did pretty well in the throws. I think I still hold the high school discus record in Jamaica with the 1.6 kilo. I did 57 meters in high school, and I did a little bit of long jump and high jump also. And maybe the last 2 years of my high school career, I did the heptathlon in high school, and I just thought if I did 7, I might as well step it up to 10. And I've been doing it ever since.
And yes, but you never did pole vault, I imagine.
No,
I remember in 2005 here. I was here and I've got the photos.
Yes. My first time doing pole vault, I maybe jumped 8 feet, and now I was only 4 centimeters from my personal best, which is 480. I was 476 today, so I came a long way in the pole vault.
And why did you choose Decathlon finally?
Pardon me?
Why did you choose Decathlon finally?
I just figured if I had the talent to do long jump and high jump and discus, shot put in high school, you know, I'm the kind of guy I like to be the best of everything. So I thought I would give it a shot, and I love what I do now. I genuinely love it.
Yes, and according to you, what is the most difficult discipline in Decathlon? Pole vault?
No, I wouldn't say the pole vault.
1500?
I think the pole vault is the most technical.
Yeah.
But now that I could consistently jump 4.70 meters, I don't think it's so difficult anymore. I would say for me now, the javelin and the 1500 is pretty tough.
And which one do you think requires the most practice?
I think pole vault.
Pole vault.
Yes, for me, I have to do a lot of pole vault training because, you know, it's very technical. And the more I do it, the better I get. So okay. I have to practice it a lot.
And how much time do you practice every week?
Monday to Friday.
Every day?
Every day. And as it gets closer to big competitions, I will also go on Saturdays also.
Anyway, it's a full-time job for you.
Yes, this is my job. My job is to stay healthy.
And you are helped by the Jamaican government? How does it? Do you have any... For living, I mean, you get money.
Yes, I'm sponsored by Puma.
Okay.
Puma are my main sponsors, and they do a very good job.
Yeah.
They take care of me. I have no problems, no complaints with Puma. They are great.
Yeah. Were you ever injured, seriously?
I suffered from a very bad injury in Berlin at the World Championships.
Yeah.
I had a torn hamstring in the 100 meters. So
you didn't finish.
Yes, and I was in very good condition there, and I was very disappointed, but you know, it happens to the best of us, and I just had to put it behind me and move on.
How would you inspire an athlete to do Decathlon? What would you say to a young athlete to do Decathlon?
I would say, you know, try to do different individual disciplines, you know, when you're younger.
Yeah.
And And if you really want to succeed in the decathlon, you have to develop a genuine love. You have to love it. And it's for me, I think it's a lot more mental. You have to be very mentally strong to do the decathlon, because the training is very hard. And if you don't develop a very a love for it, yeah, a strong mental health and love what you do, then I don't think you will succeed if you don't love it.
Yeah. And they often insist on the special atmosphere between decathletes. What do you think of it?
Pardon me?
I say, like, the speakers always insist about the atmosphere between decathletes.
Oh, yes.
Sport. What do you think of it?
I think it's great. You know, I consider myself a gladiator. I like to call myself a gladiator. And we're the best athletes in the world. Yeah. And when you're on the outside looking in and you see the togetherness between us out there, you know, I try to help anyone, even if they will beat me in the end.
Yeah.
This is just my personality. I like to help people to do well.
I remember Dvorak helping you with the pole.
Yes, yes.
But
then I this was not my poles, and I was still learning the technique in the pole vault.
It was very friendly. I mean, just
yes,
there.
Yes. It was a very friendly atmosphere, and I love it here in Cologne.
Yeah. And what are now the expectations for the next season?
Actually, I have the Commonwealth Games next month in October in Delhi, India. And
in this year?
India, yes.
In 2010?
Yes.
In a month?
Yes.
Okay.
I will compete on the 6th and the 7th of October. And I'm not really looking forward, but, you know, I will go and see what I could do. But next year, the World Championships in Korea, I'm looking forward, because my last World Championships I was injured, and now I have a chance to go back and do well. And I will be looking forward, and I'll be doing some very good training, and I'm looking forward.
Will you beat Homer?
Well, you know, when I compete, I don't think about beating people. My biggest competitor is myself. And I always try to outdo myself. You know, I like to support the rest of the guys, and I like to see them do well. And I don't think about beating them. I think about beating myself.
Yeah.
And I think about technique and getting all these things right. And, you know, if I get all the things right, then the results will come automatic.
Yeah, in fact, I've been seeing you for now 5 years here. I've never talked to you, but I've always observed that you were very friendly to anyone.
Yes, yes, that's just my personality, and this is how all of my brothers and my family, we're very friendly people. The first thing you see is our smile. And it's a friendly atmosphere, and I like to meet people. I like to think of myself as a people person.
Yeah.
Yes.
And who do you think is the top decathlete in the history of decathlon?
Of course, Roman Sevelay, because he's the world record holder, of course.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of respect for him, and, you know, he's a very great athlete. And hope one day I could get a shot at the world record. Awesome.
Thank you very much, Maurice.
No problem. And you can tell everybody in Estonia, hi from Maurice, Erkinol, and everyone.
Yeah.
All right.
I have a special word for the Estonian people, and if you want to talk to them.
Well,
there are many
times I want to come and compete at indoor games there in Estonia, but it's not so easy for the indoor competition, because if I'm not very well prepared, then I won't come. But hopefully one day I will be there to see all of you guys and enjoy the crowd and everyone there.
They'd be happy to hear that.
Thank you.
Thank you, boys.
Merci.